Hi.
Sorry, Rebecca. All our calls are recorded for quality assurance. It times out at the 1 hour mark or the 60 minute
mark. That's okay.
But I was just going to say that this website, you guys have already put so much work into it. Obviously,
yes.
we need the platinum or the mobile platform updated and submitted as soon as he can. But I think we should just use this because you've already put so much money and time into it, and it's actually pretty good.
Right.
I'll just attach it to the Google Business Profile and all the advertisements so that way it's actually in a position to be seen. Because this website's
right.
not going to make you guys any money unless it's actually being seen by the people who are looking for what you
well,
do. You know?
Correct. But do you see all the pictures that are in it?
Yeah.
I don't want pictures of some random dude in a red shirt doing anything. You see?
Like
or
generic.
You go,
yeah.
Correct. Or you go to the About Us page and mm-hmm. one, it's got an entire group of people
it's
above our mission. Or the guy servicing
yeah,
the
yeah, with the yellow hat.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not us. I mean, it's me and my husband
and
doing
day,
everything.
If you read our logo, it says quality solutions with integrity. That's
yeah.
not just a slogan.
Yeah.
We have
and
integrity on everything we do.
Here.
We don't want to represent something that's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I gotcha.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of
so,
generic. It is pretty generic.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, it looks like the
yes.
same guy,
yeah,
but one at the bottom he's in a red hat, and another picture he's in a green hat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Our t-shirts,
okay.
and, our t-shirts
right.
and hoodies are black.
Right.
Mm.
Right. So,
yeah.
I mean,
you can make this personal, though. Yeah, you guys just send in your own pictures. But in order for us to do it, we have to get access to it. And a lot of times if we get access to the site, because you can only have one host at a time, it'll end up locking him out of it. And so that's kind
lock
of the thing. You lock him
out.
Yeah,
I mean, this dude
yeah.
has not done what we
well,
want.
That's just it. So what
I
would
mean,
you mean?
Nice, yeah.
Yes.
But
well,
it's just the login credentials.
Yes. The mm-hmm. login credentials.
There's no login credentials for that.
Yeah, we don't have login credentials.
Yeah,
these
well,
are
he's probably got them, so that way that if you cancel, you kind of lose everything, you know? That's,
right.
You know,
right.
Kind of try to strong-arm you into it. But we
that's
could use
what
it
I'm worried about.
As a foundation, that's fine. So I'll just send my graphic designer the link. We'll probably get you a different domain name, which doesn't matter because, this one's charlie.yourwebsitedemos.com. It's not an actual domain name that
no.
this is on. Yeah. But
right. But he actually has our domain.
Mm.
So we actually paid for it. And it
the
is,
R&R
like I said,
handyhomesolutions.com?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, because it
yes.
parks for free. Right now, if you type that in, like here, let me send it to you so you can see.
Yeah, he typed it into GoDaddy and it said it was locked. But like on all of our letterhead and everything, it's www.r, the letter R, and the word and.
Right.
And then R, handyhomesolutions.com.
Yeah, that's what I have here. And it says get this domain. It's parked for free, like it's still available for sale.
Right, but that's the domain that we want because it's
okay.
I already paid a lot of money for everything else. I mean,
yeah.
you're talking about letterheads, our business cards, all of that. I already have all that.
I got
so,
you. So I'll take this site as like the starting point, and then I'll also put here. Let me send this to the graphic design team too, in the notes that you guys want this domain. And then, since it's through GoDaddy, we'll be able to pick it up for you.
Okay.
Okay. Then we'll get the domain, and then we'll use that as the starting point. But we still want you to send in those photos that you want from, like, a personal photo perspective, just to make sure
right.
that we have those from you and know exactly what you want. But you just send them to that email address that I gave you.
Okay. The photos SD.
The photos at
localsplash.com. Yes.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
And that's it. So we're good. I got you.
Right.
I got exactly what you guys want.
But what about the...
Oh, you have to send your logo, too. You have to send your logo, too.
Okay, so I can send the logos, but the logos I currently have, the files, are PDF.
That's why we do the email address, Rebecca. The email address will make sure it doesn't get, like, pixelated or the quality goes down. If you send it in a different platform, then it'll mess with it. But that's why we have
right.
the email, because the email
right.
will be able to pick it up. And
right, but you got to remember, I paid for several files to be sent. One, because we're going to have our embroider lady do a bunch of embroidery. So I have an embroidery file for one. I paid for a ton of files, and those are the files I need. I also paid for the vector files. Like, I paid for several different file formats. Why? Because I wanted to be able to use it across the board. You know, if I have somebody locally that I want to do signs, or if I have...
All they need is the logo, and PDF will translate perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no?
Yeah,
that's what he's
100%. Saying. Yeah, that's why I gave you that email address. It'll transfer over fine. You just got to send it to us. And then we already have your email and your information on file with your account. I mean, I still got to create the account here, but... they'll know it's you when you send it over. So it's like, just, yeah, attention, and then send as many as you'd like.
Okay.
And now, back to the photos. Do you want the photos labeled with what they are and where we want to put them, or just send a bunch of photos and then they'll poke them in and then we can figure out from there?
Usually that's how they do it. So they'll create it, and then they'll send over the initial draft, and then any changes you want to make, you just let us know. And then, like I said, we ask for that 24 hours to see the change happen.
Sounds good.
Right. But you said label the photos as far as what they are.
I mean, for the most part, they should be pretty self-explanatory, like the logo and then, you know, yeah. Like,
right. Well, they are. With the logo and stuff, yes, that's self-explanatory, but I'm talking about.
But if you
want to
put, Rebecca, like, our mission, you know, it's like, oh, in the section where it says our mission, I want this photo here, you could definitely do that, and I think that'd make it easier.
Okay.
Like, you could just put our mission and then that picture, our vision and then that picture, and then our commitment in this picture. It'll make it easier for him to pick up, and then you could also put, like, bottom photo, and they'll understand that, you know?
Right. Well, and then we wanted a gallery page because
we're not foreigners. We'll understand you. we're California people.
Right. Well, that was and even hiring this company, I'm telling you, even hiring this company, which is New York based, hiring this company, I did, and I even explained that to the gentleman who was very much the person like you are in the position. I explained that to him, my nerves with hiring somebody outside of California because they're not here, you know?
Yeah.
And he assured me everything would be great. And once I stopped sending them big cash and I stopped sending them big money for the different stuff because I'm not seeing the results that I need. You know, and as a business owner, especially as a new business, like my husband and I used to do this on the side when we were working full time. Now this is it's not even full time. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're doing this on top of all of the stuff with our kids. And the whole point of doing this business was, I mean, like my husband said, we're not looking to get rich, but I will tell you my goals are a little bit different than my husband's because eventually I'd like to hire people on and have them take jobs out, you know?
No, I hate
and
it. I know what it's like having kids. Let me tell you, my son, he's about to be 4, and I've already got tickets for Legoland when he turns 4 in April. We're going to Monster Jam this weekend on Monday for President's Day. We're off, so I'm going to go up to Big Bear, take him up to the snow.
Those That's
things
funny.
Are more important to me.
I was just talking about Big Bear. It's been a while, but the last time I was up there.
Oh, my wife has been grilling me since before Christmas. And I'm like, on Christmas time, there was no snow. So I was like, there's no snow. You're like, we'll get there, you know? And then.
Yeah, you got to get up there when it's super cold, and then you've got the giant lake that's all iced over.
Oh,
but the last time I was up there, I ain't going to lie, dude, I got freaking snowed in. I got snowed in bad.
Got up in
the morning, walked out, it was time to check out and go home. I'm like, looks like we're
like
in
shovel.
For a few more days. No, we couldn't eat. They wouldn't let us leave. I mean, it was that snowy. And that was a while ago, but
Yeah, I love it up there. My grandfather lives in Crestline. He's really, really old. He's almost 90, but, you know, I go up there and he'll be in that snow chopping wood. I'm almost 90 years old. And he puts it in the fireplace, and he just likes to live like that. He says that's what keeps him going.
Oh, yeah. Well, you need that.
He's walking up and down hills. I'm like, this is icy. You're going to flip and die. He's like, no, I need to go for my walk, you know? I'm like, all right.
Yeah, we have another customer. He's in his 90s, too. Still out cutting his yard, still out,
yeah.
doing all of his stuff, you know?
Body
it's freaking, yeah, it's crazy, but you need it.
Yeah,
so,
100%.
Well, I'm going to pull this card. I'm going to give you a card. And then
okay,
say,
hold on. Wait. Let me create this. I haven't even done anything
okay.
yet. What's
That's
your last
okay.
name?
Huh?
Your last name, Rebecca.
White, like the color.
Okay. And then the email
it's
address?
It's going to be R, the letter N, R, Handy Home Solutions.
Handy Home Solutions. Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay. Sorry, and then I cut you off.
That's okay.
R-E-B-E-C-C-A?
No, R-E-B-E-K-A-H.
Okay, got it.
Don't worry, everybody makes that mistake.
All good. All good. My son's name is Kyrie, but it's K-Y-R-E-E. And they go, what the heck? You know, what kind of name is that? And I tell them, like, read the Bible.
Yeah, read the Bible. Yeah.
It means Lord have mercy, you know. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like
Lord
I wasn't a fan
mercy.
Of it either until my wife showed me. You know, I was like, okay.
Oh yeah. Well, but you end up falling in love with it. It is what it is, you know.
Yeah, it's got kind of a unique spelling, and it's. I mean, I didn't like it because it just kind of sounds girly. But I call him KJ a lot of the time. In my opinion, it does. But I usually call him KJ, his initials.
It doesn't sound girly. It doesn't.
I feel like it. When I first heard it, I was like, ah, it sounds like a girl's name.
Kyrie?
Kyrie, yeah. K-Y-R-E-E. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely not girly.
You call him Kai, huh?
KJ.
Yeah, call him Kai or KJ. Yeah, I try not to confuse him too much. he's not even four yet. He'll be four on April 28th.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's going
wow.
to Monster Jam this weekend and then going to Legoland for his birthday. He's
That's
obsessed
awesome.
With Legos and Monster
we are big automotive people because, I mean, believe it or not, so my husband was a CB in the Navy, so construction mechanic, so he worked on everything, including...
And you got veteran-owned to the website, which isn't on the website.
Yeah, the veteran-owned
yep.
needs to be on
veteran
there.
Veteran-owned, woman-owned.
But it's on all of our letterhead and everything else, but it's not there. But so he did that, so big cars. And I did custom exhaust for classic cars.
Oh, wow. I love classic cars.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed with those shows like Counting Cars, and they have like this one called Tex-Mex Motors on Netflix, and yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I think some of them are pretty scripted. You
oh
know?
Yeah, they are scripted. They are scripted, especially when you work on cars all the time.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
like what crew
yeah,
is this?
Like,
you know.
Fast forward, hurry up, pop it in.
Yeah.
6 days to film it. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So this has obviously been the hardest, longest sell in the last several months for him.
No.
No, not at all. What are you talking about? I do this all day, every day. I love this.
Yeah. Right.
My wife would be really
good. Best job in the world.
Yeah, that's what he said. I would be really good. Well. My customer satisfaction. So my goal was always, it's like, you're the best salesperson ever. I'm like, no, I don't sell people. I educate them. It's different.
Yeah.
I provide education and then I let the customer decide what they want to do. I don't sell them on anything.
I love
I
what I do because it's like we're always finding – it's always a new business, and then either we're finding them or they're calling us, and we're basically – I'm walking them through how to set up their business online. And so we see these people with their vision and their dream, and then you fast forward a month or two, and it just like walk them through that whole process. And it's it's a great thing to see. I've gotten so many like good relationships over the years because we do this all over. Like I have a guy in Maui – where they're a property management company. And so they manage these Airbnb rentals. And literally last year, I got an entire Airbnb rental from this guy from a property that he like hosts. He basically landed the contract through our Google advertising. And he was like, yeah, come out and stay for a week. I took the wife and kid, paid $0 for the
That's
Airbnb.
Freaking rad.
It was literally
That's
just
rad.
Flights. Yeah, and we stayed in Kihei and Maui. And so, yeah, like, I love my job.
I have friends that live in Kihei. Well, my brother, he's a surfer, so he's out in La Jolla on Soledad Mountain, but he spent a lot of time in Kihei for a while living there.
Yeah.
And it was
a hard place to leave.
Yeah. Well, his buddy, which is the kid that, because my brother and I are only 21 months apart, but his buddy that moved out there, him and his wife and all their kids, like, once they settled, they never left, and they're still in Kihei now.
Yeah,
so,
because that's such a beautiful part of Maui, because the sun sets on that side, and it's the sunny side of the island, and then you have Lanai and Kaho'olawe, there's two little islands there, and then the sun sets, like, right in between those islands, so it's just, like, the most majestic thing.
You're just
looking out, you see these two islands in the water, and the sun's just setting, you could just sit on your porch in Kihei and watch the sun go down. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Right. And just to recap on another note, though, so the domain, I'm gonna talk to the people at the company in New York and let them know that this is the route we're going. So as far as what they have for all of our website stuff and everything, is there anything I need to ask from him specifically?
Yeah, you would need the domain, like, especially, so you got to see if they purchased the domain, right?
Right.
Which right now it doesn't look like the domain's purchased. Like I said, I sent you the link to that. If you guys click on that, unless I type something wrong, but it says it's parked for free. Okay. Yeah, it says park for free and get this domain. So it doesn't look like they got it. So I don't think you need anything. I mean, the demo is basically just what they were going to copy and paste on that domain once it's bought, but they haven't even bought the domain. So it's like...
Well, we gave them the money.
That's insane.
Yeah
that's insane, you guys.
But they actually have the money-back guarantee. But we'll deal with that aspect.
Exercise that. That's probably what you need from them, is your money back.
Right. Well, I mean, but you see the website, right? So I kid you not. So every location of every piece of everything that is on that site is placed there.
You basically did it yourself.
I did it myself, correct.
Yeah.
I did it myself without actually having the program in front of me. I told him exactly where I wanted everything. I told him exactly what I wanted typed in there. I told him everything on every single page.
And I even had to
tell him how to change our phone number, because the phone number that they had in there was one of the freaking filler. Mm-hmm. He had our location as London. I literally, every single piece of information that is on that page, I had to tell him to place verbatim.
Yeah. It's upsetting from me, because like the website is, I don't want to undervalue the importance of a website, but it's just like, it's so minuscule compared to everything else that we're going to be doing for your business. Like, I don't think maybe you guys haven't grasped the value of just being a Google verified contractor. You know, like just even having a Google business profile and it saying that Google has verified you guys and recognizes you as a legitimate company, that carries so much more weight than your website. And you guys are getting
I know.
Yeah, I have people on the first page with no website. They have a call button and they get calls every day and are making money every day without a website at all. So it's frustrating to me that it's like so much time, money, and effort have gone into this, and this is something that, you know, we could have done in the matter of days, had it done, and then 20 different listings, you know what I mean, that are going to be helping you generate customers.
But so
at the end of the day, it's about getting the customers.
Then even with that, I ended up, so I did a bunch of research via Thumbtack, via Angie, via this, via that, more research again, and cross-referenced the research. So Angie, Thumbtack was number two. Angie's was listed as number one. That's why I'm like, all right, well, I'll go with Angie and try it, because only – you have to see what type of customers each different lead source is getting. You know,
where were you seeing these rankings? Google advertising's been the number one way to advertise for the last 17 years.
Oh, yes. And Google, the most profitable. Google is number one, yes. Mm-hmm. but I was looking for a local pay for ad lead service. Yes.
Yeah, you can get
that
right
way,
away.
That,
yeah.
Correct. That way I can get it right away. That way I can see what they're getting. And that way, because from my standpoint, it was something I paid a little bit of money up front. It's already accounted for. And same with they're cancel anytime as well. But I wanted to see what I'm going to get from it. You know, is it going to be effective? Is it not effective? And
yeah.
So far,
that's the right thing to do. I'm not going to beat you up about it. That's what you should do. You should try, you know, that's why it's so hard when you're first starting a business. It's a lot of like trial and error, you know, try 100 different things. But this package, Rebecca, like rest assured, we're going to try everything that's within our power. I put you on a platinum bundle with the exception of like doing Google Ads pay-per-click or Google Guarantees program. You're in a, you know, we're going to try everything and we'll find out exactly what it is that's going to make this company take off, you know, and we'll get you those answers. And, you know, you might find that after a couple months, maybe we need to focus solely on Facebook or solely on Bing or, you know, obviously the Google stuff, I know it's going to be 90% of it, but
we'll get
those answers solved for pennies
on
the dollar.
I don't even use any other source myself. Mm-hmm. Other than Google.
Than Google. Yeah. It's 90%. It's 90% of the online traffic.
Right. But I'll also use Google for fact checking a bunch of different things as well. So I'll get a bunch of different fact checking sites and then go to the different, and then I rate those. I mean, it's,
That's why this is so important though, because it's like, it's the same thing for your customers. You know, it's like, even if they got you as a lead on Home Advisor, they're going to want to go to Google and be like, who is this company? Who is R&R Handy Home Solutions?
That's what I do.
They want to look you up and look at everything. So, you know,
look you
all
up
those
and then
credibility
they also
factors will be there.
Having a web page. And I mean, I know even with me, the picture of people I can relate to, those are that's what matters. You know,
I
don't want to see a big group of companies.
People that don't even look like us. Yeah.
No.
It'd be nice to have like a family picture or maybe a picture with the, you know, I don't know if you have any other employees, but with a t-shirt on.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, just something, even if it's like the decal on the side of a vehicle, Google actually asks you to send that stuff in as a part of your Google verification. Actually, I'll send you this form right now when I, process this.
We have our t-shirts and we have our logos. We have our business cards. We have our letterhead. We have that site that is not completely 100% up and running yet, but I don't have anything on the car. And because I told you what he sent me, I did not love. So I haven't put anything on our cars. We have 7 vehicles and I don't have anything like that on my car. Now, would I love to do that, especially on the truck? Because that's the system that it has a full, I don't know if you've seen that on deck.
Advertisement. Yeah.
But that deck system I ordered for my husband so we can have tools wherever we go, yet be able to lock it up and still be able to use the bed of our truck. And I found that deck system on Facebook ads, believe it or not, when I was looking up different organizational systems to put into the trucks.
Yeah.
And deck is a US-based company. And they are phenomenal. They are, and because my husband has a Gov, so I ordered it for his birthday just this past December. And my husband has a GovX account.
I see these.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So my husband has a GovX account. They end up retroing the discount because they had like a $250 discount if you had a GovX, but obviously I ordered it for my husband for his birthday. And didn't know that, but they still lived up to what they said and corrected it. This company has been freaking amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Those are really cool. I like, I watch a lot of like DIY stuff on like YouTube. I don't know why. I'm like obsessed. If it's not like golf, then it's like camping, DIY stuff, cars, right?
You do, yeah.
I always see people doing these truck beds like DIY, but these ones are nice. I didn't even know that you could just go buy them. Like in my mind, I was going to go build one day.
Right,
the back of a camper.
Well, Well, we actually had a wood one built out of birch plywood that was in the back of one of our SUVs, a Suburban that we had, for doing that. And I didn't love it as much because it was so heavy, and opening up the drawers, it was just over the top.
I might buy one of these. I was going to actually tell my grandfather that lives up in Crestline is a carpenter. Like, his whole garage and he has a big cabin. It's like a 4-bedroom cabin. He has a big garage. It's like a 4-car garage, but it's huge. It's like massive. And he's just got a bunch of wood stuff in there. All he does, he carves bears and stuff. People buy up in big bear birdhouses and
custom cabinets
and all these things. I was going to have him build it, but honestly, I might just grab one of these. This seems like a easy fix. So I have a...
It's a process to install. It took us, what, how long to install it, Ben?
An hour.
Yeah, it took us about an hour.
Well, we're super
exceptional.
Yeah, you guys
laid it all out. We laid it all out in our driveway. Exactly like the instructions they send you are freaking hilarious. They're funny because they're like, well, if you did this, but they pretty much call you on your shit all the way through it.
Which model did you guys get?
They make them custom for your truck. So we a 2001 Chevy pickup HD, and they literally make it custom for your specific truck.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I see these ones that are like pre-made. It says like mid-size truck and stuff like that, cargo glide.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't want this. So this one actually fits specifically over the wheel wells. If every space that is in that truck bed is
you got space
accessible.
Oh, yes, that's awesome.
And they have extra bins and stuff. That's where they get you, really. But, I mean, it's worth it. We bought extra bins.
I know. I'd be a sucker for all the extra stuff because I know my wife and son are going to be like, I want this. If I'm going to drag them camping, I need to make sure it's as glamping as possible. And that's what I would use it for, though. You know, I have
we're
a camper
glamper.
On my truck.
We literally took a old 95 Cat diesel pusher, completely motorhome, completely rehabbed the entire thing. New flooring, new shower, new everything.
Oh,
I mean,
this thing is
gorgeous. Completely redid all of it. And that's our RV. It's 100 years old, but it's a diesel. Doesn't ever need smog. Doesn't ever need anything. We had a trailer. We had a brand new 2018 trailer before that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tried taking that trailer up to Laguna Mountains around that twisty, windy road with a big-ass truck.
Oh, God.
You'll never want to do it again.
Yeah,
I mean,
that'll be
like,
scary. Even going to Crestline, like up in Big Bear, those windy roads, that would be like a little nerve-wracking.
It's sketchy. It's sketchy.
Yeah, we did a camping trip last year. We took the 5 up to San Fran and then PCH all the way down through Big Sur.
Oh,
it was awesome. I had this campground booked in Santa Barbara. It was more like... Ojai area, like Carpinteria, but it was right on the beach. It was like the last two nights we camped right there.
That's rad.
Oh, it was the best trip. I didn't know that Big Sur, you just completely lose signal. So we actually had spent 2 days in Big Sur. Phones didn't work. It was the most beautiful
thing. No. Yes, it is the best thing
ever.
It
was just
us.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
It was awesome.
No phones.
I was like, I haven't experienced this in a while. My son went nuts, though, because he's like, he loves the tablet and the internet connection, and I was just like, no.
Right.
Yeah.
Hold on just a minute. Hold on 1 second.
No, you're fine.
Hi, it's Rebecca. Yes, we're going to be there. Dad's got a haircut, and then I'll come bring it to you.
Okay. Let me wrap this up with you, and I'll let you get to the kitchen.
All right. I love you. Hold on just a second, John.
Okay.
I know. Don't worry. We'll get it fixed. Take a deep breath. You're good. I love you, too. All right. Bye. That's our 16-year-old. She's at school and going to class. She's the one who's been FFA, so her classes are so spread out. She dropped her phone and completely destroyed it.
Got to get her an Android.
I know, right? So never use an Android. Fortunately, we have really good insurance on the phone, so we got
to
go pick it up. But unfortunately, we drive all the way up to Ramona because the customer service we got from this kid up there is, like, hands down the best T-Mobile customer service I've ever had in my life, so I won't go anywhere else.
I used to have T-Mobile, and I talked to somebody one day that just literally upset me, and I looked at the manager, and I told him, I was like, this guy just lost you a customer. I'm like, cancel all the lines. And I remember this was like 6 years ago. And then I switched over, and I've been Verizon ever since. And
how I feel about Verizon. I had that kind of service.
I've been Verizon since before it was Verizon.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was with Verizon when it was Go Wireless. And then I had really bad customer service. They had no customer loyalty when everything transferred and upgraded. And I told Verizon to pack sand, and I went to T-Mobile, and I've had T-Mobile ever since. Never had any problems. But I will tell you, on the coverage areas, there when we go camping, where I had T-Mobile and my husband was still with Verizon,
he had signal, and
I did not. So,
Verizon,
now we're all T-Mobile.
Great coverage. You know, it's weird. They merged with Spectrum, and so I had Spectrum for my TV and home internet and everything, and they were like, oh, you can merge these bills into one, and we'll give you this deal. And so I was like, okay, you know, whatever. It cut our phone bills in half just by merging them. So it technically says Spectrum by Verizon on my bill. But it's weird because they had, after a year, they tried to rescind the offer that they had. And all of a sudden, my bill, like, doubled on the phones. And I told them, I was like, look, if you guys are going to do this, I'm going to leave. Like, the only reason I had you guys and I did this deal, it wasn't the truth, but the only reason I have you guys and I did this deal is because you gave me this rate, and then all of a sudden, let me get a manager, you know, and then they cut the bill in half again, you know. So I was like, they can help you out.
You
just threaten to leave.
They didn't. I called them to complain and say, literally, I was on a huge promo, and then that promo was up, I guess, and everything transferred, and then it was done. I had a huge freaking bill, and I called them. And I'm like, well, you have all these other. At that time, they had a ton of new customer packages, and then they had no
customer loyalty
packages.
Why is the new guy getting a deal, but the person who's been paying you for years and loyal to you not getting the deal?
right.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
So I told Verizon, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Went to T-Mobile and haven't changed. I've never had a problem with T-Mobile since.
I was the opposite, and I was happy it happened that way, though, because that service area, like, I'm getting a good deal, but, yeah, I've never really have a problem with not being able to use my phone, unless it was Big Sur.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of places we'll go, like when we go out to the river and stuff, that we have no service.
Yeah. Sometimes that's nice, though, you know. My phone's nonstop. Even, like, my work email is connected to my phone, so, like, I'll get notifications from my clients on my phone when I'm not even working, and then it's like I don't have it in me to, like, not respond to them, you know. So my wife just put the thing down.
Yeah.
Like, I saw it. I need to tell them I'll get to them in the morning. All right. Well,
absolutely.
I have your guys' account. Are you still at this 216 69th Street that I found? Okay.
Yes.
You can receive mail there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you want me to hide that address online?
Yes.
Okay.
That is our home address, and being that the jobs we do are outside of the home, we
you're going to that.
Correct.
Yeah,
this is a
No, I got you.
No.
So it'll still say San Diego, California, 92114, but I'm going to hide the street address and deactivate turn-by-turn directions. And they're still gonna send that pin to you, though, in the mail, even though I'm hiding it. Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yes.
How do you want the hours of operation for the business listed on Google?
8 to 5.
8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Saturday or Sunday closed?
Plus emergencies on the weekends and after hours will do. So I don't know how you have to set that up. But we will, like, I have an Airbnb client that I have do on Sundays. So
emergencies are 24/7.
No, you want to, yeah, you want to do, so I'm going to do Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday and Sunday normally are closed. However, emergency services are available. So that way, if it's after hours or on the weekends, you can charge an additional fee if need be.
Correct.
Okay. I got you, guys.
Correct.
Okay.
Well,
and
like my Airbnb customers, I don't really have a choice. But when their client checks out, that we go.
We go do the work.
We
yeah.
go run through, check everything out, make sure it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I love Airbnb. I used to not. I was like, I don't understand why people do this, but then just we had frequented Hawaii so much. Like I had gotten set up with an Airbnb in Maui, and then I took my family to all four islands. And I remember I went to Oahu the first time. My son was like one, and it was horrible because you got there and it's already like super expensive right there in Waikiki.
Right.
Then they wanted to charge us $75 a night to park the rental car. The rental car cost $75 a day. So they literally like doubled the price. I got like a little cheap car. It wasn't anything crazy. And
right,
it was, yeah, it was just a headache.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, you guys ended up charging me how much? So now I just go Airbnb. I want a full kitchen and I want free parking.
Yep.
I can load up on food for the week. And you know what I mean? It's just better
and
that way.
It is better that way.
I'm not trying to
do that for Dallas and Florida. Dallas, we have to stay at the cheer location with all the other teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, the hotels that they put you in, I mean, I kid you not, they're like a glorified Motel 6. Or even in April, the 29th through the 5th of May when we're going out to Florida, we're staying at one of the Orlando resorts for Disney. Last, we did this 2 years in a row, the previous 2 years, and it was awful. It was like a fancy, it was like a Motel 6.
I won't
but they
do
charge,
it.
But
I
but
won't
they
do
charge
it.
You, I know, but we don't have a choice because that's where you're staying. And then for with cheer, and then you're buying these hopper passes to Disney World, right? So it cost just to stay at the hotel just for those days, we're already at $3,000, no, not including our flights, right? $3,000 just there, just to stay. We have those hopper passes. Here's the real kicker. Because she's all-star cheer, the first day that she can use those passes is Sunday. And that's if they don't place and we leave Monday.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So all that money.
It's just a waste.
Because we love our children.
Yes, so we do.
Yeah.
We love our children.
Because we're making memories. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
I mean, memories are priceless. That's what I kind of try to tell myself when I'm, like, overspending on stuff. My kid is just so spoiled. Yeah, but it's just like.
No,
yeah.
We still take our teenagers.
My memories don't.
We still take our teenagers from
Austin. You do so much stuff and you don't remember it anymore after a while. Like, oh, yeah, we did that.
It all runs together.
Right. But our teenagers, our teenage girls, which are all girls, by the way, our teenage girls, we take them to monster trucks. Why? Because we love it.
Yeah.
I've actually
never done Monster Jam. Isn't that nuts?
Oh, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
You are going to freaking love
it. I'm taking my nephew and my son and my wife. We're all going to go together. I told my nephew, he's technically my godson, too, my sister, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm already his uncle. But yeah, so I'm taking them with us. I've actually never been, and I don't live far. They do it every year. But he
several times. Yes, he is small. And you're still going to probably want, if you're inside, you're going to want earmuffs.
I already ordered them on Amazon. They're supposed to be there today.
Yeah, so you're definitely going to need them.
Did you find them on Google?
I Amazoned it. I had an Amazon membership. My wife's like, we need this. And I was like, okay. They get, like, next day
we'll
delivery.
We'll never talk crap. We have Amazon, too. We use Amazon for everything. And don't forget how busy we are. Oh, I also use Instacart. I'm like, I need this.
I can't.
This is
from regular
Costco.
Shopping anymore. My wife's like, oh, I want to go to Target. And I'm like, bye. I'm not going.
Yeah.
I don't want to walk around there. Yeah. And then she buys like 100 things we don't need. I'm one of those guys, like, I'll make a list of what I need and I'll get that and I leave. I don't get anything else.
You sent her there unsupervised.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's fine.
Where are you going? I go to Costco or Home Depot by myself, my wife cannot complain about the extra stuff I buy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He
I just
so
work. Time. Like, it would be tough for her to spend, like, I mean, yeah, she wouldn't, yeah, she'll be fine. Like, you could, she could buy a car, I'll be fine.
You're funny.
Yeah, she's already got that. I'm like, we already got a house. So I'm like, okay, how much stuff could you possibly get? I don't care. Like, go.
Right. But if you're going to Monster Truck, make sure you got the pit passes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got them, like, I decked them out. I spent, like, $700. They have, like, an interactive experience. It's the show doesn't start till 6:30, but we're going to get there at 3. Yeah,
you go early, you go through all the pits, the kids get to go up to all the drivers for all those different monster trucks, take pictures with the drivers with the big trucks.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I mean, it's pretty
I'm going to have, like, the best weekend ever, actually. So I have Monster Jam on Saturday, and then my friend, one of my best friends, he lives in Oahu, and he's out here. He's actually in Cabo right now, but he has a weekend layover here, and we've booked this tee time at Costa Mesa Country Club. So then we're playing golf all day on Sunday with the boys. So
there you go.
You're a golf guy.
Oh, yeah.
Golf course?
I know, I'm 33. One of my good friends is on the PGA. His name's Jake Knapp. He went to Estancia High School in Costa Mesa. And he's one of my good buddies, though. Yeah, he's on the PGA Tour. And he won it.
Two public golf courses that you can play.
Oh, I know. I went down there and watched them, and I think they're actually playing there today. He was just posting about being out there today.
It's the Farmers Insurance Invitational.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, he literally posted this morning. I think it's the Genesis Invitational he's at right now.
Oh, is that one? Is this one? Okay.
Yeah.
I used to work for City of San Diego Park and Rec, and Torrey Pines falls under City of San Diego Park and Rec.
He was the mechanic for all the heavy equipment.
So beautiful. We went out a couple weeks ago. They had the Farmers one, and it was so nice. Like, we had gotten all our buddies I hadn't seen since high school, you know. It's just like 15, 16 years ago, and we all rallied up with him and took a bunch of pictures and got to watch him play. And at the end of the first day, he was in first place. He was like 7 under, and then he ended up losing, though. Come Sunday, he was like 12th.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime you come down, keep us in mind. Give us a call, and we'll let you know about the an Airbnb that's just absolutely gorgeous. Your family will love it.
Yeah, I lost my mind the last time. That wasn't the last time, but one time I went down there and ended up just, I don't know, I let my wife kind of map it out, and we ended up in the Gaslamp area, and I didn't like it. It drove me nuts. Yeah, and then the last time we went, I booked it, and we stayed at, the Dana.
Okay.
You know, I like that area right there on Mission Bay.
That's
a nice little area.
Right, but the bay is off the main, everything down there. And I'm not a big downtown person anyways.
I got the little guy, so like we're going to see SeaWorld and then the zoo and, you know.
Yeah.
I used to go down there a lot because I'm a Chargers fan, so I grew up like driving down to San Diego regularly. Now they're up here.
Yeah,
spent a lot of time at Qualcomm.
The Airbnb we're talking about is in Lakeside, California. It's and it's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. It's super charming. It's got a pool, a hot tub. It's right on the on Lindo Lake. It's super nice.
Yes, but you got to remember, so Lakeside is about 30 miles inland from the beach. Between 20 and 30, depending upon how far you're out. But
skipping a jump back over to.
But everything is super easy. So even, like, from where we're at, SeaWorld is about 20 minutes. So I have annual SeaWorld passes.
Up there. I love SeaWorld. We did that for his second birthday.
Yep, Halloween, we went over there for the Halloween hunt night, because our kids are older now. They're 16.
Yeah.
It's not like they're out trick-or-treating. So we took them all over there, and we went through all their different scare zones. It was pretty freaking rad. There was a small extra fee on top of it, but being a platinum member, it was way worth it.
It's always worth it. I love going to amusement parks. It never gets old to me. I don't get to frequent those ones as often. You know what's crazy is I've never been to Legoland either, and I've lived in Southern California my entire life. And so we're taking them though in April.
I took my oldest, which is actually your age. She's a year younger than you. But
wow.
I took her up there.
You guys do not sound that old.
I'm telling you, age is just a number.
Yeah.
Age is a number.
You guys sound like you got a lot of energy.
We do. My husband is like, can you ever just sit down and stuff? That's why me sitting in front of a computer is not my thing.
Yeah, you like to move. Yeah.
I am like super, super active, go, 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 24/7.
Oh, I hear you. I ran the freaking Surf City Marathon. on the second.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like an avid runner, exercise, coffee freak.
before I had a stroke last year, I had a stroke in March, and before my stroke, I was teaching Pilates. So that was my everything. I still have my Pilates room at home, but I haven't started back up, but I ended up finding
out. Like white? Like people tell me they just kind of see like white and then they wake up.
No, it wasn't like that. My vision was completely crossed. I didn't have any speech. I had no memory.
Oh.
Yeah. But me, I'm like a kind of a freak, so I didn't stay at the hospital. As soon as my husband came from Norco, he was up at Norco because he was working for Home Depot on heavy equipment then.
Oh,
that's why we were like, no, this is done. And he was working on Home Depot heavy equipment. As soon as he got to the hospital, I'm like, all right, I'm awake now. I'm good. Let's go. And we even took the kids to the circus that night. But I found out I have a...
Oh, my God.
My husband's like, really? We can cancel the circus? I'm like, no, I'm not canceling the circus. We're taking our kids to the circus.
Life goes on. Life goes on. Yeah.
I found out after several different tests, I have an aneurysmal septum with a PFO. So I have a hole in my heart.
No way.
Yeah, so the doctor wants to close it up. I just got off the phone with him actually yesterday. And
I don't know what exactly is happening with my wife. She has a younger brother, and he's like 19. And he's always kind of, when I met her, he was like 10. And he would be running around like with his head tilted to the side. And, you know, I'd be like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, I got this thing, my chest hurts. And it had been an ongoing thing, but they went through like a 3-week thing where they put this like monitor on him and like taped it to him. And they just told me yesterday that he needs to have an open heart surgery.
Yep.
And I'm like, what? Her parents are not originally from here, so her mom's just like Spanish, you know? I don't know anything she's trying to explain to me. So I'm trying to get information though on like what's going on. She can't really relate it to me, but my wife hasn't really told me. She just found out yesterday. She's like, I just know he needs to have surgery. We don't know what the problem is, but he needs to have open heart surgery. And I'm like, wow, you know, this guy, I've watched him since he was a little kid. He used to be running around playing soccer and everything, like super active.
That's what I did. I did soccer, and I also coached soccer when my oldest, who's your age, was played soccer. I was her coach for years. So,
I've always been super active. He looks so healthy.
I've always been super active. And then, boom, now as an adult, my heart rate has gotten up pretty significant. It stays pretty high. It's just, it's weird. So,
I had that issue, though, too. You know, my doctor was telling me, like, oh, you have high blood pressure. And I'm like, high blood pressure, you know? Like, I feel healthy as heck. I run marathons, you know? I'm like, I'm trained for Ironman. Like, I'm super healthy, but at least from my perspective, you know? But she was kind of explaining, like, you're constantly putting your body under inflammation and tension, and, you know?
Well, what the neuro did, the neuro's like, oh, there's no way. There's no way. My neurologist, he's like, there's no way. You're way too healthy to have any issues. He's like, but I'm going to do this. He put the heart monitor on. It wasn't, because it wasn't a standard stroke. He put the heart monitor on. He put the, and
they
I
made
have
you do the
my
stress test.
Yep, I did. Yeah, well, more than the stress test. So they did what they call a bubble test, and that's where they hook you up to an IV. They go back and forth with putting, what is it?
The dye?
Air. Air. And then they do the ultrasound to listen to see where you're at. And then they found out there that there was a PFO. And then they did more testing, and I had to go through and have another ultrasound done. I had to do another stress test. So you're talking about, I've been doing tests. I'm going to stay here. I've been doing tests since.
I love you.
I've been doing tests since October of last year, the beginning of October. And finally, now, almost a year after my stroke, I have a reason. And my doctor said, you know, we really need to do this because the migraines with the aura. And what his big concern is with an aneurysm or a clot going to my brain, it could be, I could be done, you know? But I don't, like I said, I still, my husband, he's like, we gotta do this, we gotta do this. I'm like super denial. I live in the denial. But
yeah.
I still go, you know, I go 24/7 all the time. This is what I do. I am very busy.
It's just
so
scary though, you know. I watched my mom go through so much stuff. My mom had cancer, and I just like, it just traumatizes me like anything health related. I get bad anxiety when I go to the doctor. I'm like,
oh, me too. That's why I'm like, I couldn't even stay in the emergency room. I could, as soon as I was coherent. But see, the other thing when I had my stroke, my husband wasn't there. It was my daughter who was 15 last year that had to call 911 and be there when the paramedics showed up.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, I was like, how did you get there if he was in Norco? I was thinking that.
He was in Norco. Yep, my 15-year-old. Because I normally get up at the crack of dawn, get the girls ready, and go to take them to school. I didn't get up. My husband's calling me and calling me and calling me and calling me from Norco, and he couldn't get a hold of me. So he called our daughter, and she answered the phone, and he's like, go check on mom. She's not up, which is really weird. And I kid you not, that day I slept probably for 13, 15 hours, which I never do.
Yeah.
And when I woke up.
That's definitely a problem.
Oh, yeah. And when I woke up, like my vision was completely crossed. I could not see at all.
I'm getting chills just thinking about it. Like, that's this.
Yeah.
I don't know why I used to have this fear of, like, dying in my sleep. I don't know why. And it used to prevent me from sleeping. And I'm like, dude, if you don't get rest, you're going to die.
Yes. Your body absolutely needs rest. Especially considering you're an athlete and you like to stay super busy. You absolutely. Rest is so key. I mean, Your heart rate, though, too, as an athlete, when you sleep, can drop.
Low.
Yeah, so, drop it. Yep, so low.
Yeah.
Super,
my doctor
super low.
Talks about that all the time. She's like, your resting heart rate is ridiculous. It's like 50.
Yes, that's beautiful. Because when I was teaching Pilates and when I was doing Pilates and super, super go, I mean, with exercise, my heart rate was very low. And now I've been really scared to even get my heart rate to escalate. So, I mean, I feel like I haven't gained weight, but I've lost all my muscle. And, it's entirely different than what it was.
Hate that feeling, though, too. When you feel you're losing muscle mass, it's like, like all the running and the Ironman stuff. Because I used to just lift weights like crazy. And then now I started doing all this high-intensity cardio, and I started getting thin. My wife told me all the time, you look so skinny. I'm like, I know. I went from like 205 to 185 real fast.
Oh, wow.
But it looks so different because I looked like a thin 205. It didn't look like a heavy 205.
Right.
Now it's like a really thin looking.
right.
I did one of those stress tests.
Been that small? I'm not that small. You did the stress test?
Yeah, they were like, oh my god, because I was running at like an 8 minute per mile pace, but my heart rate was only 95 beats per minute. So they're like, you have a resting heart rate while you're running. You know, I was like, I usually run like a 7 minute pace or like a 6.5 minute pace.
Yeah.
They're like, that's insane, you know? So.
Yep. Mine was never quite that good, but mine is now, like, even when they did my stress test, what is really scary, and this is why I haven't started. Like, after I had my stroke, about a month after my stroke, we went hiking up to the top of Iron Mountain. This is something that I've done 100 times in my life, you know?
Yeah.
I went up, and my watch started saying, slow down, slow down, slow down. Mm-hmm. And my heart rate was getting up into the 170s.
Whoa, so, that's almost redlining. Yeah. Yeah, that's insane.
Yes, almost redlining. So I'm like, all right, well, I need to slow down, slow down. And that's where, like, when I went back into the doctor, they're like, you need to chill. You can't do this. But so even now, my resting heart rate goes up into the 74 when before it was down in the 50s. And my daily average heart rate is over 100. So I have blood flowing constantly from the hole in my heart. So I really have to be careful. So now I feel like I'm all
out of shape. Do you get palpitations sometimes?
Oh, yeah. And severe pain. Severe chest pain. But see, then I also have severe, like, migraines, but I won't take drugs. So I'm not like the narcotic go fix.
Yeah, because that stuff just messes you up in the long run, too, though.
Fast.
You know, your liver gets taxed, and then you're just hurting
it. Well, and I'm like, but when I get my migraines, I'm like, room's got to be black, everything black. I will take Advil, Tylenol, but I won't take narcotics. And my one doctor, my neurologist, she's like, I think it's called Nurtec or something. It's a new one. And she's like, it's a blocker. She's like, you got to take it. And I'm like, I can't, you know, I can't. I'm scared. I'm scared to try anything like that. Anything that alters your state of mind or anything that does any of that. I'm like, I'm good. I'm like that my kids call me hippie. I'm the happy, so lucky, love to dig in the dirt, play with the animals, do my thing, you
I'm
know.
I'm like that, too. I gotta get talked into having a drink, you know? Like, it's like, my wife or my friends got to push me into it, because I'm just like, no, I think I get
yeah.
I'm good. I'm okay with reality.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather drive, or, hey, y'all are way too entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't need to drink anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I like having high energy. I'm more of like I like coffee. I'm more of like a caffeine guy than a
I'm the super coffee, too. Both my husband and I are super, super coffee. And then I also like my yerbas, my zero-calorie.
Yerba Mate? I was hooked on those for a while. They're good.
Oh my gosh,
It doesn't give you the jitters, you know. It's kind of like a
relaxing energy. No shakes. I'll never drink a Monster or a Red Bull. Don't get me wrong. I'm not that kind of caffeine person.
No.
I love my coffee.
Coffee and tea,
absolutely. But see, I don't like my tea sweet either. My husband's from the south. He's a sweet tea guy.
Big coffee addict. I went to Bali and we did like coffee tasting in Bali, Indonesia. And then same thing when I go to Hawaii, I'm one of those guys, like, we'll go to the Big Island and they have these places where they do full coffee tours, like all over Hawaii.
Oh yeah, the Kona, because they have all the beans up there.
Yep. Yeah, Kona coffee. Yeah.
That's some of the best coffee.
It's like sweet.
It is incredible.
Naturally. It's so good.
It is incredible. The people who own the Airbnb that we take care of, they go to Maui every year, twice a year, and she brings me back the Kona, and she'll bring me back her little chocolates and, like, the macadamia nuts.
Those are addicting.
Yeah.
I used to start my day like that, like, 3 chocolate macadamia nuts and a cup of coffee. The best morning ever.
A handful and ready to go. That's how I was too. But now it's different. I mean, I still bust my butt when it comes to working. I mean,
hey, dark chocolate's good for your heart. So don't.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, I know. I'm gonna eat chocolate when I want. That's what pretty much now I do what I want. Except for I'm losing muscle mass. I literally.
Are they going to have you have surgery, Rebecca?
Yeah, in about 6 weeks. So, like I said, I just got off the doctor. I was calling with the doctor yesterday, literally yesterday, and found out that he wants to do surgery. So,
yeah, my mom's younger sister, they moved to Colorado a few years ago, so I haven't seen her recently. But she's had like 6 open-heart surgeries. When she was born, she had a problem, and they had replaced part of her heart with like a pig heart. Yeah, and she's been, I mean, she's had to have other surgeries since then, but she's like, I think she's like almost 60 now. And she's, yeah, she's fine. So it's like, it's scary. I'm not trying to undermine it, but like,
no.
I don't know if you're religious, but I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, I am. I